Time to talk some football. Our Black Bear Report brought to you by Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor, and by Creative Print Services. On the Dowd Road in Bangor, visit them online at creative-ps.com. We're joined by the head coach of the Black Bears, Nick Charlton. Nick, happy Monday to you.
How are you doing, Rich?
I'm doing well, thanks. How was the bye week for you?
Well, we got a lot done. Obviously had some quality practices and some recovery time for the guys. We did a lot of recruiting as a staff, so it was a very productive week, and happy about where we're at.
Well, I wanted to ask you, you mentioned recruiting, and that made me think of it. How much of the time when it comes to scouting, obviously you're looking at the other team and their tendencies, but what percentage of time is also scouting your own tendencies as a team?
We look pretty heavy at that. I check and look at the self-scout every Sunday anyway, regardless of bye week or not. And then just having the bye week gives you more of an opportunity to be able to really take a look at things and take some time to do that. So it's probably about, 50-50, somewhere around there. We started early on Elon and wanted to get ahead there and get a couple practices in. But at the same time, looking at some things that we're doing, personnel and scheme. So it's probably split, especially during a bye week.
Now, it's always interesting to look at what happens in the CAA, because from one week to the next, it's impossible to predict what's going to happen. And Elon, which it seemed to be struggling in the early going, rose up and knocked off Richmond, one of the preseason favorites. What did they do well?
I think they were really opportunistic. When you look at the game, Richmond had the ball inside the 10-yard line three times and didn't score any points. I thought Elon did a really nice job on defense. Particularly in the red zone. And there were some big moments there where Richmond had opportunities and, they didn't get it done. And Elon really showed the ability to bend, not break, and make plays, on fourth down. So I thought that was really impressive. The quarterback, Davis Cheek, is a really good player, and he's been there a long time. And, I think they did a nice job, had a really good plan, and that was a big win for them. And I think Richmond has a really quality team. And when you look at Elon going out winning that game, that's a big one for them.
Davis Cheek, I asked Bob about this. How is he still there? I think he's 30, isn't he?
Yeah, he's getting close to my age. He's been there a while, and really impressive quarterback. And I talked to him a little bit in 19. I just think he's a very good player. I know he's a great student. Seems like a great person. Again, I don't know him, but just going against him, a very good player, and has obviously played a lot of football, and he's been around, got the extra year with COVID, and he's taking advantage of it. So, I think he's somebody who runs the show for them, and, we got to do a great job stopping the run first. But, they do want to drop back pass on first, second down as well, so we got to be able to stop the quarterback.
So that's the name of the game. As always, defensively, it starts with stopping that run, and you've had better success the last couple of games of getting pressure on the quarterback.
Yeah, we're starting to get there now, and I think that's coming with, some personnel things and, again, guys getting into the defense and getting more reps. We're still pretty young at some spots, but the guys are stepping up, particularly up front and then at the linebacker level. I really think we're getting closer to turning the corner there. You see it in spells, but it's about putting the whole game together, and I think we're getting a lot closer to that now that we're going to be in the stretch of CAA games. We're going to have plenty of opportunities to be able to do it against like opponents, so I think we got to come out this Saturday, obviously at home, and play really well. And it starts on defense with stopping the run and being the black hole. And I think we'll be able to see that hopefully on Saturday.
Offensively, Nick, we've talked about the play of Derek Robertson, who's been very solid since stepping in for Joe. We've talked about the work of the running backs. Freddie Brock looked so good last time out for you. But we haven't talked about the offensive line, and I feel like they've been a real constant, very steady for you all season long. Buying time for your quarterbacks, but getting even better at opening up holes, too.
Yeah, I certainly think we're improving, and I think every rep you get playing together, that position group is really critical to play as a unit and play together. So when you look at their body of work and what they're doing, improving every week, and I think they needed a little bit of a rest, too, this week. But overall, honestly, feeling pretty solid about that group right now. We're doing what we do and getting back to some base level run game for us, and protecting the quarterback is always a paramount. So I think they're doing a nice job.
Got to feel good to have with beautiful Maine weather here, back-to-back home games the next couple of weeks.
I know. I just stepped outside for the first time today. It's nice. So, I think it'll be nice, hopefully, on Saturday. And, you know, we're excited to be at home, certainly, you know. And anytime you – when you go into a bye week, it's always that same thing. You know, when you win, you don't want to be too high. When you lose, you don't want to be too low. So I think for us, you know, it was a tough stretch of games. The team is refocused. We had a great practice yesterday. We got a number of extra ones last week as well. So I think they're very focused. And, you know, we got to come out. We got to play well on Saturday. You know, if we go out and execute and do the things that we need to do, we'll be all right and have a chance to win in the fourth quarter, just like every CAA game. But we got to be able to go out and do it. So I think the guys are excited for the next opportunity.
All right. Have a good week of practice, Nick. We'll see you Saturday.
All right. Thanks, Rich.
That's Nick Charlton, head coach of the Maine Black Bears, with us. Black Bear Reports, brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Tool a call at 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services on the Down Road in Bangor. You can take your business to the next level with professional and innovative work from Creative Print Services. From small restaurants to major universities, they can help you excel. The experienced team at Creative Print Services works with you to provide full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing for your business or organization. Full-color printing, business cards, forms, brochures, flyers, and more. Fast, accurate printing is their specialty. At Creative Print Services, Down Road Bangor, a proud supporter of the Black Bears, call them at 947-2250 or visit online at creative-ps.com.